as a boy, I don't think he should go to jail or anything. I mean, suspension. That's the age I think they make mistakes where they're supposed to get, you know, second chance, not mess his record up.
Thank you, Rebecca. What do you want to say, Miss X?
The rule on the phones is they can have a phone in the classroom. They can have a phone in school, but they're not supposed to. The phone is not supposed to be visible, and it's really not supposed to be in use.
Okay, what if a student hits you?
For this boy, this is a felony charge for him.
Oh, is it?
It is. Mm. It's a felony charge for him. They charged him with abuse of the elderly. But I think it should be. A felony. I don't know if it's a felony at our school, but I know it's a whole different set of charges than if the kid just got into a fight with another student. And I think a lot of those kids don't realize that because the system protects them in those four walls. They get there's no real consequence. Okay, if I fight, I'll just get suspended. Yeah. So it must not be any different if I were to hit this teacher. But it's real different if you hit the teacher, and they don't realize that. And I think there should be, like, some kind of assembly, like Jay was saying. You know, maybe they talked to the kids at the beginning, you know, about this kind of thing. They did say that some kids did leave the room to go get help. But the ones that were laughing, compassion. I think, you know, parents are just not raising their children. Have compassion for each other. When we're doing each other's work and one of your classmates have a question, be a blessing to your neighbor. And I use those words, you know, to just try to hopefully at some point in time through the day they'll hear the words compassion or blessing, even if they don't hear it anywhere else.
Thank you, Mrs. X. What do you want to say, Jamaica?
At 16 years old, you know right from wrong. At 6 foot whatever, 300 and something pounds, you know that your size is a factor. The system has taught these kids that we can't punish them, we can't hit them, we can't do certain things, and they feel like they can get away with whatever because they're covered under certain, you know, preliminary, certain laws or whatever the word is. This young man had the chance to make the right decision. He chose to do the wrong thing, and he chose it with a sound mind. He knew what he was doing at the time that he was doing it. A slap on the wrist is telling everyone else, you can do this and it's okay. Parents and teachers don't get that same option. The first time you hit a child, that's it. Why is it, you know, double standard? I don't understand that.
Thanks, Jamaica. What do you want to say, Ms. Thomas?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a teacher, and all my kids know in my classroom, if anything goes wrong in that classroom and the sub is there, everybody's in trouble. Mm. But as for that child, if I was the mother of that child, I would have something for him. Because first of all, they know the rules when it comes down to cell phones. That cell phone shouldn't have been taken out. That child need to be disciplined, and the child that taped it need to be disciplined also.
All right, Ms. Thomas. I appreciate your call, baby.
Got